Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Sunshine P is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. If you're just hearing about Sunshine, you guys are going to actually hear some of her music on our program, and we'll be telling you how you can stay connected with her as well. Sunshine, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello. Good evening, Cyrus.
Hey, thanks a lot for being. Doing really good, Sunshine. Glad you could join us today. As I said, we're going to be listening to some music from you a little bit later. But, Sunshine, what has it been like for you as you've been sharing your music with the world? What has it been like for you to be able to see the response from listeners?
Oh, gosh. It's so gratifying. One thing when I first started singing and I decided to become a solo artist was I prayed for favor. And I prayed that everybody who was within earshot of my voice that they would find favor with my voice and the message that I bring. And so far, that's been the response. And I entered it with the mentality of one ear at a time. If I can just touch one person at a time, eventually leading to millions, then so be it. But the feedback has always been really, really positive. I haven't heard any negatives. And I mean, I welcome constructive criticism, but it's always really been great. So I'm just grateful. It's gratifying to be able to bring joy to people. So.
And, you know, it's interesting because you're not only able to do that through singles like we're going to hear here, Sunshine, but also, you know, in the live performance. I know you have a big event that's coming up in June. I mean, what is it like for you to be up on that stage and to kind of feel that energy coming back at you from the audience?
Well, I get butterflies in my stomach right before I go on. And then I approach singing like a conversation that I have. And I view the audience kind of like, at first I used to view them as people who were eavesdropping, but now I view them as people that I'm allowed to serenade. So I confidently look at them. I sing to them. Essentially, I'm trying to woo them, you know?
Right.
So I'm excited. This genre of music that I'm going to do in June, I wrote a soca tune, so that's going to be very upbeat, so I'll probably be jumping around the stage a lot. But most times I'm making eye contact because most times I sing jazz and neo-soul, so
right.
It doesn't take a whole lot of music. I'm really just belting notes the whole time, but this will be a little bit different,
Yeah, and, you know, that's the other thing I want to talk to you about, Sunshine, because you are definitely a person who is not afraid to take chances. Where did the courage come from? Because, you know, just like I know, there are many people out there who have a gift or say they have a gift, but they don't do anything with it. I mean, where did the courage come from to actually go for it and to do it?
I have two children, and it is important to me, above all else, to show them that anything they set their minds to, they can do it. And not necessarily that I have something to prove, but I definitely feel like I have something to leave for them. So every maneuver that I make as far as where entertainment is concerned, it's to leave a legacy for my children. I want them to look and say, oh, we did this, we did that. You know, mom said she was going to do this, and she did it. We wrote this and sang it. You know, she was around these people. I mean, I just want them to do it. I want them to see it. I want them to see that anything you do through prayer and faith, you can, and you set your mind to, you can accomplish it. Nothing is too big or above your, you know, your level to try and strive for. And so that's where my motivation comes from, really.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a great thing. And, yeah, there's nothing like that, I mean, to be able to, I mean, to share a message like that, a message that you've been able to learn. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Sunshine P. We're talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with others. You mentioned, of course, you know, how you're able to switch things up. Do you find that the reason why music is so fun for you, Sunshine, is because you basically are able to do what you'd like to musically?
Yes. I have full autonomy because I'm self-funded. I write everything. I'm in charge of composition. There's no one telling me go left, go right. I don't have to compromise anything about myself. And I believe that my music will catch on sooner or later. It's either going to catch on now or it's going to catch on later. But I write for infinity. I don't really write for a moment.
Yeah.
So I just believe that if you don't allow yourself to be put in a box, you can spread your wings, and it just leaves a lot more room for freedom, and I don't feel confined in anything. So it's comforting. You know, I'm not in that young age group where people are like, oh, well, you're past this age, so you can't be relevant. No, I don't believe in that. I believe that as you have a message and a talent, do it.
Exactly. Yeah, that is so true. And speaking of messages, I love the fact when we were setting up this conversation here on the air, you sent me over some singles, and each single is so different. And speaking of messages, each one kind of has its own message. I mean, is that also something that you've enjoyed playing with, being able to share different things in music and to be able to show your range that way?
Yes, it really is. Even my second album I'm coming out with, it's totally different from my first, and it touches several different genres of music. But, yes, I really enjoy that, and it probably stems from me being a poet first. I wrote poetry for years, and I literally just tapped into, you know, songwriting about 2.5 years ago. But my first love is poetry. So, you know, with self-expression through poetry, it's colorful. You can write in color.
Exactly. Yeah. So when you hear someone say to you, I know you share with us your music, you know, the music that you said about, you share it with your children, the message you share with them about, you know, going forward and doing what you love. When you hear from individuals who hear your music, Sunshine, about how much they're inspired by it or how much they enjoy it, do you feel as though you're doing exactly what you want to as a storyteller and as a vessel?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I get great feedback. People get the point. One of my songs is entitled "You Incomplete Me," right?
Right.
And they're like, people are trying to figure out, "You incomplete me." Like, who says you incomplete me? They're like, who would have thought to say that? And it's like, but then they hear the lyrics and it's like, oh, you're right. Like, yeah, you know, I would have never worded it that way, but I get it. Like, yes, that's so. I get great feedback like that. Like,
right.
You know, yeah, I do.
Well, you know, since you mentioned that, for those who have not had a chance to hear, I think that's a great segue, Sunshine. Here is Sunshine P with "You Incomplete Me." We'll be back with more of our conversation with Sunshine right after this. You all stay tuned.
I waited, yes, I waited on
you have recording artist Sunshine P with you, Incomplete Me, right here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with Sunshine, not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. Do you also, because as you shared earlier, Sunshine, because of your love of words and, you know, of course, poetry being that first love, do you think that that really is your biggest skill, to be able to tell a story through song?
Yes, I really do. I strongly believe that. Absolutely. Yeah.
We're going to be listening to the single Dream Killer a little bit later, Sunshine, and then let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you. You know, I want to talk about social media. You already have hundreds that are staying connected with you through, you know, your Facebook fan page alone, and then, of course, you have your personal page that we mentioned earlier about your being able to meet the fans. I mean, what is it like for you to see people get it, to see people not only enjoy what you bring, but also enjoy what you're sharing with them?
I'm humbled by it. It puts butterflies in my tummy when I see people, especially I see them out in public, and they're like, oh, Sunshine, you know, I listened to this song, and it made me feel like this. And I'm like, wow, that is what it's all about. You know, the people don't have to like what you do.
Right.
And it's extremely humbling. And I'm like, finally, somebody else gets it besides me. You know? And they take and they receive it positively, too. Men and women alike. It's not just, it doesn't come across as, you know, bashment. It comes across as, this is what everyday people feel. And, you know, so it feels good. I love it. I love when they receive it like that. Yeah.
Do you also think that part of the reason why you're able to do what you do, Sunshine, is because you refuse to be put in the box? That you know, you mentioned about, you know, we have by nature put people in genres or we try to figure out where they fit in, but that you're just a person that likes to deliver great music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, it's extremely liberating to not be put in a box, but yet it's taboo. It's like, you know, you have to have a certain level of courage to not want to be a conformist or be put in a box. You know, I guess being put in a box kind of might, well, it may guarantee you certain things, but I believe it's a miserable lifestyle. How can you be creative when you're put in a box? How can you truly show who you are and who you were created to be and what destiny you were meant to walk in and what purpose you were meant to walk in if you're put in a box and you're, you know, limited to what someone else says your skills should be? No,
right.
We weren't created like that. We were created individually and uniquely. And each of us as individuals and as humans, we all bring something to the table. And we may have a similar message, but the delivery could be different. So I love not being put in a box, and I don't ever want to be put in a box. I just want to be received just as I am.
Yeah, I think that is the thing, and I think that's a great thing, a great message, I think, for all of us, Sunshine, regardless of what our profession is, what our passion is, to just to be ourselves and to let that be able to shine through. I mentioned Dream Killer is the next selection we're going to be listening to. I mean, what can you tell us about this song?
Okay, well, I went to a CD release party, and I performed at someone else's CD release party. And someone said something malicious about me, and it got back to me. And it was another singer who made mention, do you think Sunshine P can really sing? I mean, yeah, she's all right, but I think I sound better than her. You know, and it was someone that I had congratulated for the evening, and I was, you know, celebrating that individual. And I said, what a dream killer. You know, and at first I was vexed. I'm Caribbean, so we use the word vexed. First I was vexed, and I'm like, you know, no, she didn't. How rude. And then I thought, nah, you know what? I'm going to write a song about it. And as I was in my car leaving that venue, like, the hook came to me, you know, dream killer. I mean, I want to hear it no more. It literally came so. And then by the end of that night, I had a full song written. And the beat came later.
You know, isn't it great to be able to have those experiences and then to be able to, you know, to put them out there? I've been there, so I totally get what you're saying, and I think our listeners will as well. It's another great song. Here is Sunshine P with Dream Killer. We'll be back with our final moments with Sunshine P right after this. You all stay.
You ever had a dream? You you're trying to fulfill is all you hear is chats in your ear about how someone don't think you're good enough. Well, I call them dream killers, eh? One day, a dream killer came knocking at my door. I said, no, dream killer, you're not welcome here no more. All those times I tried to big you up and make you feel so great, not knowing that your motive was to simply try to hate. Dream killer, me now I'm here no more. Take your back full of foolishness and walk it out that door. Dream killer, you gone back to me in this way, talking madness behind my back and smiling in my face. Dream killer, me know I hear it no more. Take your back full of foolishness and walk it out that door. Dream killer, you gon' vex me in this way, talking madness behind my back and smiling in my face. One day that dream killer came smiling in my face. What you want? Dream killer, this is not the time or place. You had a chance, dream killer, to be on a winning team, but you lost. Dream killer, caught up in your silly scheme. Dream killer, me now I hear it no more. Take your back full of foolishness and walk it out that door. Dream killer, you gon' vex me in this way, talking madness behind my back and smiling in my face. Dream killer, me now I hear it no more. Take your back full of foolishness and walk it out that door. Dream killer, you gon' vex me in this way, talking madness behind my back and smiling in my face. Walk away, dream killer, you don't want to cause me no stress, cause I gon' mash up everything in here and that gon' make a mess. Change your mind, dream killer, everything ain't what it seems, or that boomerang gon' come back and snatch up all those dreams. Dream killer, me no one hear it no more. Take your back full of foolishness and walk it out that door. Dream killer, you gon' vex me in this place, talking madness behind my back and smiling in my face. Dream killer, me no one hear it no more.
And a fufu upon me, but them not stop the champion from run this city.
Mr.
Dream killer, I can sit it on the road, and they have to go home and stop eating up my food. It's hot, sunshine hot, them bubbling a pot. Tell me now, go get vexed, cause them damn idiot. Dream killer, stop killing all my dreams, and they have to go crazy, stop crazy murder team.
Dream killer, me no one hear it no more. Take your back full of foolishness and walk it out that door. Dream killer,
yo,
you gon' vex me in this place, talking madness behind my back and smiling in my face.
Dream killer,
me no one hear it no more. Take your back full of foolishness and walk it out that door. Dream killer, you gon' vex me in this place, talking madness behind my back and smiling in my face.
Rumor run, mouth a matter me blood them out. Oh, dirty dream killer, we tell you that them. Now we have to break on them. Feel up yourself, let them slip and fly. Dirty dream killer, I could have family a so-called friend. Someone in the field, and about bite, lion paw, lightning strike. Pun them, negative and I wonder why not I go on for them. Like, leopard can't chase faster, I saw them get spot. Word powers and sound, put them in on the back. Yo,
me now I hear it no more. Take your back full of foolishness and walk it out that door. Dream killer, you gon' vex me in this place, talking madness behind my back and smiling in my face. Dream killer, me now I hear it no more. Take your back full of foolishness and walk it out that door. Dream killer, you gon' vex me in this place, talking madness behind my back and smiling in my face.
That was Sunshine P with Dream Killer right here on Conversations Live. We'll be telling you all here in just a moment how you can support the music for yourself. So, Sunshine P, I mean, when people listen to the music, when they're listening to this conversation, what do you hope they're able to realize is possible for them when it comes to pursuing their own goals and dreams?
I just hope that they realize that the only person that can put limits on you is you. You know, no one really has the power to control our abilities other than God himself and yourself, you know. And a lot of times we create our own inhibitions and restrictions by what we allow to come into our mind and into our minds and psych. They'll either psych it. We'll either psych ourselves out or we'll motivate ourselves. So I just hope that they get from it to stay self-motivated, stay hopeful and prayerful. Don't give up. You know, don't let people's opinions or someone else's impression of things dictate how successful you're going to be. You've got to make it happen. And I believe it, my music has given a lot of people hope, especially within my age group. I'm 41. I'm very proud to say that. And I appeal to all ages that I've seen so far. So I'm extremely grateful for that. Yeah.
Yeah, what a great thing to be able to do, and what a great thing to be able to love yourself and to love your gift and to want to share that with the world. I think that's the other great thing about it, Sunshine P, for sure. Again, everyone, Sunshine P has been our guest today. Make sure you guys are staying connected with her. Sunshine, where is the best places for our listeners to go to stay connected with you?
I have a website, www.sunshine, SunshineP.com. You can also find me on Facebook, either under Sunshine Pollard, Sunshine is spelled with a Y, or you can find my artist page, Sunshine P, or like both. I'm also on Instagram under Unique Sunshine, SunShyne, and I'm also on Twitter at Book Sunshine P.
All right. So make sure you're all staying connected with Sunshine. She's all over the place. Sunshine, congratulations to you again. And we really appreciate you taking out the time today. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you, Cyrus. Oh, Cyrus, may I please give some shout-outs? Is that okay?
Oh, definitely. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. First, I want to say I'm also on iTunes and Amazon.com and Google Play. I'm sorry. But I want to say thank you so much to DJ Ezzy B. of 106 Live Radio. I want to say thank you to DJ Prince Ice, who composed and produced my first album, and some of my accompaniments, Promise Hughie, who's also a crooner himself, Kwanzaa, who's a reggae artist, Champion, who's a soca artist, all of my fans, my children, of course, Armani and Anderson Pollard, and last but not least, you, Cyrus. Thank you so much for being so supportive. I'm honored and I'm humbled, and I wish you all the best.
Well, look, I appreciate that. We're excited, too, and definitely want to thank DJ Ezzy B for making this connection with us for today's conversation. Really appreciate that. This segment is also among the platforms that it's airing on. We'll be airing on 106 Live Radio as well, so we definitely appreciate all that they're doing. And, look, I meant what I said, Sunshine. You're welcome back here anytime. Just keep us posted on what's coming up next for you, okay?
Will do, Cyrus. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Now, depending on how you're listening to us, if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. You also can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on the link that you'll find there. We've already tagged Sunshine P on both places, on Facebook and Twitter, to make it easy for you guys to be able to connect with her there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.